Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, through your power, Holy Spirit, and we just want to receive from you this morning, and we want to honor you with our hearts and with our lips. Guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're done with 5 months of this year. How fast it has gone, right?
Wow.
Oh, yes.
So I wanted to suggest what we're going to do for the next 6 months, if we're here. When he takes us out of here, then it's not our schedule anymore at all. It's his. And I think we will go through the book of Acts. I think we'll do one chapter a week.
Wow.
We're going to read it. We spend a lot of time on one, two verses, or on a word or two or three, and that is really good to really zero down and look in. But it's also good to look at a whole chapter. And I don't think there's any better teaching vehicle in the Bible generally for the Christian walk than the book of Acts. I remember when we were in the school of ministry and I took 4 semesters of Greek, and I worked on that so hard. I memorized so many words, and my, oh, my, oh, my. But what I got the most out of was Pastor Chuck would come in every week, and he would pick up his Bible, open it up, and ask, where did we finish last week? We'd say, well, it was chapter 2, verse 12, or whatever it was. And he would start on the next verse, and he would never look at his Bible. He would talk for an hour on the book of Acts, wherever we were. And we had no tests on that. We had no memory work on that. But I got maybe more out of that than any other course, really. I mean, there's a place for memorizing. But today, how many memorized words do I know of Greek? Not very many. They come back more quickly if you've memorized them, but we get our mind so filled with so many things that even when we went through the book of Proverbs, I love Proverbs, but looking at 30 Proverbs a week, I could never remember hardly one of them from the last week, right?
Yeah.
And so what I want to do is not teach at all. I just want to read this word, and I want you to listen, and I want you to bring your Bibles. I will continue to print out these, and I'm not trying to say you've got to use your Bible, but your Bible, you're going to get more out of reading from the Bible than you are looking at a piece of paper that's been printed from that. It's the same words, but I just know that when I'm reading my Bible,